Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you're welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you for another day in our lives, for another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for that which you are doing for us, with us, through us, and by us. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all our previous brokers, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. We thank you, everlasting God, for your word that has transformed, that has healed, that has delivered. And we say glory be unto you, Father. Everlasting Lord, we commit this day brokers into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you will visit us. You will do something extraordinary in the lives of everyone listening to this broadcast. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It's nice to be with you once again. And I thank God for your lives. I thank God for making it possible for you to be a partaker of the blessings that He wants to deliver to you this day. And indeed, you will not miss it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I thank you. He will answer you. My God will answer you. Each time you call unto Him, He will answer your prayers. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Almighty God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 21 to verse 28. Matthew 15, reading from verse 21 to 28. The Bible says, "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David.'" The Lord will have mercy upon somebody this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As you cry unto Him, you will be recipients of the mercy of the Almighty God in the name of our Lord Jesus. "Say, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But He did not answer her a word. And the disciples came and begged Him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before Him, saying, "Lord, help me." The Lord will help you today. The Lord will help you. He will stretch out His helping hands to you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will send helpers of destiny to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And He answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Verse 27, she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. So shall it be yours too. As you desire, it shall be done unto you in the mighty name of Jesus." And her daughter was healed instantly. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Brothers and sisters, like I said, I'm sharing with you what I titled, "He will answer you." And indeed, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage that we have just read. Number one is that there must be a challenge that can only be solved by the rock higher than you. You see, there are some challenges that you may be able to solve by yourself, but there are challenges that it's only God that can solve for you. At times when you have tried everything, and then you now realize that, yes, everything I have tried, nothing is working. And then you now go back to God that you should have gone to in the first instance. And then you see Him moving on your behalf. In the book of Psalm 61, Psalm 61 verse 2. The Bible makes us to understand, this is King David speaking here. Say, from the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The rock that is higher than I. He said, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. The Lord is our refuge, is our strong tower. No matter who the enemy is, when we call unto him, he will answer us. He has the power over the enemies, and he will destroy all your enemies, known and unknown, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But when we are talking about asking him, we must be ready to seek God with all diligence. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he said, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him diligently. So you must be ready to seek this God with all diligence. It's not something that you do today and tomorrow you are not going to call unto him. You have to rely on him. He is dependable, he is reliable. He is a God that can never fail. He has never failed, and he will not fail you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. All you need to do is to put your trust in this God that we are talking about. Number three thing is that you need to approach the Lord with an expectation. With an expectation. That woman there in that passage that we read, she had an expectation to have her daughter healed. And indeed, her daughter was delivered from all demonic activities. And I pray that indeed any one of you that is being tormented by any spirit that is not of God, the Lord will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Psalm 62 verse 5 says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Our hope is from this God, is the one that we trust in. Don't put your hope in man. Don't put your hope in your riches. Don't put your hope in your knowledge. Put your hope in this God, and indeed, he will not disappoint you. Call unto him in the time of trouble, and he will answer you. He will make ways for you where there are no ways. And also, we must know that when we expect this God to answer us, you must be ready to worship him in truth and in spirit. The book of John chapter 4, verse 23 says, but the hour is coming and now here, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you must worship him in spirit and in truth. That means your whole being, you must use it to worship this God. You must be truthful with him. You must be open with him. You cannot hide anything from him. He knows everything. So when you are dealing with this God, be open to him, and indeed the Lord will make way for you. Another thing is that you cannot afford to be distracted. This woman was not distracted. She was persistent. She kept on calling upon the Lord until she was able to get what she wanted. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 2, it says, Sanballat and Gesem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together at Ekeprim in the plain of Ono. But they intended to do me harm. And I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? Brothers and sisters, don't allow yourself to be distracted. Be focused on what God wants you to do. Be focused on what you want from him. Be focused in your commitment to his work. Be focused in your commitment to kingdom work. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God will certainly make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not serve him in vain. Is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. Another point is number 7 there. He said, you must bring your reason to the Lord. You must bring your reason to him. You come with a reason. You see, in the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, he said, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. See, though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. So come with your reason. What is your reason? And as you bring your reason to the Lord will be able to answer you. And what is this reason? You bring his word to him. Bring his word to him. The word of God is yea and amen. He will never deny himself. So bring his word to him. Tell him. Remind him of his word. And as you do so, the Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You must be ready to humble yourself before the Lord. That woman humbled herself even when Jesus was telling her that, look, I have not been sent to people like you. What is meant for the children? I'm not going to give them to the dogs. Yes, the woman said, but the dogs even take the crumbs that falls under the table. She humbled herself. She didn't say, why are you talking to me like this? It's because I came to you to ask you that come and deliver my daughter. That's why you are insulting me. No, she didn't say that. Brothers and sisters, we need to put on that garment of humility. And as we do so, the Almighty God will be able to show us his mercy. And like I said earlier on, the woman was persistent in the place of prayer. She did not give up. Brothers and sisters, do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. In the book of John chapter 16, our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking. He said, until now, you have asked me nothing in my name. He said, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So keep on asking until your joy is full. Don't say, I prayed about that situation yesterday. I prayed about it last week. I prayed about it last year. Pray until something happens. All you need to do is to pray. It's God that answers prayer. You are not the one who answers prayer. It's him that will answer your prayer. So continue to call unto him. Be persistent in the place of prayer. And then another thing you must also do, make sure that you manage your anger. You see, anger can hinder us from receiving our miracle. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to be able to manage your temperament. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 16:32, it says, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules the spirit than he who takes a city. So, brothers and sisters, be ready to rule your spirit. Do not allow anger to take over you. Do not allow anger to destroy you. Do not allow anger to deny you of what God has purposed for you. If that woman has been angry, she will have missed her miracle. I pray that you will not miss your miracle in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, let your faith, let it be visible. Let it be something that Jesus himself can see. In the book of John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Brothers and sisters, believe in the word of God. Trust in the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. And you begin to see his word being manifested in your life. God is the one that says that we should pray and he will answer us. So just pray and he will answer you. Your prayers will be answered in the name of Jesus. For your prayers to be answered, you must know this God. You must have a relationship with him. And I'm giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life, and it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your wonderful children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. And for everyone that have listened to this broadcast this day, I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. The Almighty God will fight your battle. He will wipe away your tears, your sorrow, your disappointment, and your failures. Whenever you call unto him, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. This season, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary. something wonderful, something glorious in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in every area of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.